Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Historians say that one of the reasons that God says don't touch nothing there and burn everything up is because that city was full of AIDS. AIDS was running rampage, even in Bible days. And even what we just read a few minutes ago, you can see some of the symptoms there. With some of that scratching and burning and consumption. You know what we're talking about? For your body just pine away. You know, a lot of people who have been on AIDS, they may have been 200 pounds. And the next thing you know, you visit them, they down to 100, 85 pounds. You see what I'm saying? We need to wake up, because the curses is here. They here. And when we see stuff, a lot of times they want to put a muzzle on the preachers. When something bad happens, a lot of times preachers say, this is the judgment of God coming on America. And then folks say, don't say that. And so they shut up. You need to say that right now, even before it comes. Amen. Amen. Now, you think about it. Some of us sitting right in this room here is making $1,000 a week and still struggle to pay bills. Tell the truth. You look at America. We are the most prosperous nation on this earth. And with all the money we got, we still struggling. Hello, somebody. We can't even afford two children, and we are bringing home thousands of dollars every week, and we can't even afford two children. Whereas Big Mama and them, they weren't even making $100 a week. Hello, somebody. And had 14 children. What did they have that we didn't have? And they weren't by themselves. Everybody in the community had that. That's because God had his blessings on America. Didn't nobody starve? We didn't know about no homeless people and all of that. As you went down the road, blueberry. On this side, plums, peach trees. I mean, just go on your way over to Big Mama house. I mean, you done got full along the way. Hello now. Go even to Walmart. How much a plum costs at Walmart? We can't even afford to buy plums from Walmart. Hello, somebody. At one time, all that stuff was free. Now look at it, we got to pay for it. The stuff that used to be just fought, we used to step on, we used to throw. Tell the truth, somebody. We used to pop people with plums and stuff. They trying to walk off and leave somebody. I'll fix them. Go over to that plum tree, and particularly them green plums. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Pop them side the head with a green plum, trying to leave somebody. Now you think about it. What's one of the biggest expense in your house today? There you go. That used to didn't even be in our budget. You always had food. Food won nothing. But not today. You can just stop by the store just to get a lit something. And you get up there to the counter, and the lady said, that'd be $75. And you say, for what? $75 for what? Hello, somebody. I mean, you wonder, wait a minute, for what? I just bought some breakfast item. I ain't even bought groceries. That was just breakfast. Hello, somebody. Do you see what's happening in our country? That we gotta have $800, $900, $1,000 a week. It used to be option. Well, the wife, baby, if you want to work, you can. If you don't want to work, it's fine. Not if you get married today. Hello, somebody. That husband is asking the wife for your paycheck. Hello, somebody. I mean, now you think about that. When I was a little boy, all the ladies and stuff was at home. Most of them was at home, sitting on the porch, watching us be bad. Hello, somebody. You had to straighten up because Miss Pet sitting on the porch up there. Hello, somebody. Hey, you always had babysitters. Even when you weren't nobody at your house babysitting, you had babysitters all around the community. Babysitting. Hey, amen. Let me get off this. Amen. Amen. Let me show you one other scripture before I get out of the 28th chapter. Two more scriptures. We got to look at two more. Look at verse 43. Because I want y'all to see what's happening in America. This is what happened in Israel. Look at chapter 28, 43, and 44. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Y'all need to go get this book at the bookstore, When China Rules the World. There's a book out, but I think it's this Bible, called When China Rule the World. You remember a couple of months ago, Barack Obama had to go to China. Y'all remember that? They fixed it as a Eastern trip. You know, he went to China and went somewhere else. But in all actuality, them Chinese summoned him. He was summoned to China and say, hey, and they told him, you better fix this, unless we call in the dead end. If you don't go on and fix this problem and make people confident to go on and start buying and selling and trading again, we're going to call our loans in. Now, ain't that something? China used to be a third world country. I remember when Nixon first went over there to China, him and Kissinger, to try to get China to open up. And they did. Actually, they went on and done what America said. And now they took America game plan and they beating us with it. Now, ain't that something? Do you know most of the land today in America is no longer owned by Americans? Now, how can that happen? What in the world is foreigners, Chinese, owning ranches in Texas. Hello, somebody. I mean, they're in the beef industry and stuff. Did y'all know that? That them big beef farms up there in Wyoming and out west, foreigners are owning that. Isn't that something? A lot of the buildings in New York, they're not even owned by Americans anymore. And that's right out the Bible. Isn't that something? The foreigners gonna come in and they're gonna be the head. And the national people are going to be the tail. Isn't that something? Now, it ain't as bad as it could get, because look down here at what eventually happened to Israel. Verse 64. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy father has known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, a failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it was evening. And in the evening thou would say, would God it was morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for thine sight which thou shalt see. Now, what eventually happened to Israel when they got in the promised land? They started disobeying God. God brought Babylon. Foreigners invaded the land. Then eventually they got kicked out the land and they got scattered throughout the earth, and Israel ceased to exist as a country for almost 2,000 years. God said, I'm going to do you just like a salt in a salt shaker, and I'm going to sprinkle you out over the whole earth. And notice, for almost 2,000 years, wherever the Jews went, they never had peace. They had trembling. This is prophecy right here. And it wasn't until the United Nations in May 5th, 1948, called that little nation over there that we call Israel and say, hey, we need to give these people a land. Yeah, and put them back over there in their land. Now, you think about what happened to Israel can easily happen to America. When you see the foreigners done invaded the land, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to wake up and realize that God is bringing about an exchange. Two questions. Number one, why did Israel, number one, get the promised land? God promised Abraham that I'm going to give your descendants the land of Canaan. Why did God give them the land of Canaan? Was anybody already over there? Was that just vacant land? Folks was already there. But God said, them folks ain't worshiping me. They worshiping idols. They worshiping stuff made out of wood, gold, silver, bronze, iron. They ain't worshiping me. I'm going to give them 400 years to get right. They didn't ever get it right. So God brought Joshua in there and say, kill them off and give them the land. But Joshua descendants didn't obey. And God said, okay, since y'all didn't obey, since y'all didn't go on and kill them off, guess what's going to happen to y'all? them same people gonna be like a thorn in your side. Amen. And guess what's happening to America today? We got immigration problem, huh? Is that what they want to call it? See, what happened, they open up the door, they open the door up and turn their back and let the foreigners come on in here, and they use them. Cheap labor. But soon as the foreigners say, hey, wait a minute, we need to be treated fairly, and they start speaking up, and they say, no, y'all need to go now. It's too late. It's too late. No, it's too late. No, it's too late. We got kids that was born here. It's too late now. It's too late now. Now we got an immigration problem. You ain't got no immigration problem. Got a spiritual problem. See, you should have been treating him like he was your brother to begin with. Hello, somebody. Amen. Trying to act like it was a labor shortage. It wasn't no labor shortage. All these folks out of work. Hello, somebody. They just didn't want to pay. So what they done, they say, hey, let's just open the door, turn our back. Let's get them on in here. Hello, somebody. And soon as folks start acting like they got a mind and start saying, hey, you mean tell me you're going to pay him $15 an hour and going to pay me $5? Oh, no deal. No deal. No deal. Me don't speak English no more. Hello, somebody. See, what's the second great commandment? Love your neighbor as you love your. You don't ever supposed to mistreat nobody. Amen. Do you know why Moses, when they left Egypt, they left their multimillionaires? Why? God was getting them back pay. Amen. And do you know why the foreigners are going to eventually take over America? Back pay. Back pay. God is going to eventually see that everybody get what they deserve. Amen. Even if he got to raise you from the grave in eternity and you get your back pay there, you're going to get your back pay. Thank you, Jesus. Because God don't like ugly. Amen. Amen. So don't y'all be fooled by lining up on the wrong side. Say, man, we got an immigration problem. They need to fix it. No. We got a spiritual problem. Everybody, you can't blame nobody for trying to do better for their family. Amen. If I knew that on the other side of that bridge of 183, if I could get to that other side of that bridge on 183, I could make $15 an hour as opposed to $1 an hour. Child, if I got to crawl, child, if I got to run, if I got to skip on one foot. Hello, somebody. If I got to come in there on a disguise. Hello, somebody. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I ain't letting my family starve over here. And all I got to do is get to that other side of the bridge. And I know somebody who got to the other side of that bridge. And you can't blame. You can't blame. You can't blame nobody. You can't blame nobody. If you're going to blame anybody, blame the guy that's keeping the bridge. Yeah, because he's taking bribes. Tell the truth and shame the devil. But I want y'all to see it's right out the Bible. Right out the Bible. Read that chapter 28. Read that chapter 28 sometime. Read all of it. Let me give you one verse out of chapter 29. One verse out of chapter 29 where it says the secret, verse 29. This is one of my favorite verses. There's some things God don't tell us. Verse 29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The secret things. Folks be trying to figure out a lot of stuff that God didn't tell us. Why don't you figure out the stuff that he told you? Amen. A lot of folks who don't believe in the Bible be asking all kind of crazy questions. What Cain get his wife? See, they really don't believe about it because, you know, I think of some more folks on earth because, you know, where did Cain get his wife? Bible don't tell us that. But if you were smart, amen. You know where he got his wife. Amen. He had to marry one of them sisters. Hello, somebody. Amen. And when you read the Bible, there's over in Genesis, one verse to the next verse may be 100 years, 200 years. I mean, one next thing you know, somebody is born, and next thing you know, they're getting ready to get married. Think about it. She had Cain and Abel, and the next thing you know, one was a rancher, and another one was a farmer. And say, man, they grew up just like that, didn't they? Wow. But the secret things belong to the Lord. Secret things belong to the Lord. Let me finish up. Let's finish up. Just I want to highlight some things out of chapter 30. Just highlight some things out of chapter 30. Moses' great sermon on God's reversing the curse. A curse can be reversed. A curse can be reversed. Verse 1, chapter 30, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among the nations which the Lord thy God had driven thee. Thou shalt return unto the Lord thy God and shall obey his voice according to all that he command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart, with all thy soul. Then, somebody say then. Amen. Then the Lord thy God will turn to captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost part of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. So God will reverse the curse. Now, people may say, I'm waiting on God. God waiting on you. Who makes the first move? You got to make the first move.
Bread when you find out what... Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.